Shabbat Shalom, wherever you are. May the peace of the Sabbath be upon you. Welcome. Please take a seat at my Shabbos table and join with me in welcoming the Shabbat bride. The theme for this service comes from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, which says, "Arise, shine forth, for thy light is come." Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehekianu vekiyamahanu vehegianu Lahasman hazeh. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has granted us life, sustained us, and brought us to this season. Amen v'amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam matir yisroel. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has made the forbidden things permissible. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad Baruch Sheim Kevod Malkato Le'olam Va'ed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Amen. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yea, you shall love your neighbor as you love your own soul. You shall guard him as you guard the pupil of your own eye. Amen. And now we'll hear a piece of music called Melech Rachman. As soon as I switch over the source here, back from the microphone to the stereo mix.
Melech Rachman, Rachim.
And today's Shabbos reading, as I said, is from Isaiah, verse 1 in chapter 60, which states, "Arise, shine forth, for thy light is come." Today's reading concerns a theme of the exile and redemption of the Virgin of Israel. An epithet, Virgin of Israel, is an epithet for the Shekinah, which is the divine presence, the mystical embodiment of Klas Yisrael. Please, Naomi, do not private message me. It's incredibly rude when someone is trying to speak and trying to teach and hold a worship service to interrupt them. It's no different than if I walked into the back of your shul while your rabbi was speaking and raised my hand and started speaking over him. So if you don't like that, please leave. Today's reading concerns the theme of the exile and redemption of the Virgin of Israel. That is an epithet for the Shekinah, which is the divine presence, the mystical embodiment of Klas Yisrael, the community of Israel. Now let us read from the scripture, Sefer HaZohar, the Book of Splendor, section 3, pages 6a and b. Rabbi Yaha was once walking in company with Rabbi Judah. As they were going along, Rabbi Judah said, "We have learnt that the Virgin of Israel is blessed from seven sources, yet the scripture says in reference to her, 'And do thou, O son of man, raise a lament over the Virgin of Israel.' And what is even worse, the Virgin of Israel has fallen. She shall no more rise." That's the first quotation is a paraphrase of Ezekiel 19, verse 1. The second one is a direct quote of the prophet Amos, chapter 5, verse 2. It goes on to say, in the Zohar, and this, of course, is Rabbi Judah speaking. He says, "It is true that this last verse has been explained by all the companions as a message of comfort. This, however, can hardly be accepted, as the prophet himself calls it a lamentation," referring to Amos in verse 1 of chapter 5. Said Rabbi Yaha, "I too have been perplexed with the same difficulty. I once came before Rabbi Shimon, looking very troubled, and he said to me, 'Your face shows that there is something on your mind.' I replied, 'Truly, my mind is as sad as my face.' He said to me, 'Tell me what it is.' I said, 'It is written, the Virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise. If a man is angry with his wife, and she leaves him, shall she never return? If so, alas for the children who have been sent away with her.' He said to me, 'Are you not content with what the companions have said?' I replied, 'I have heard their explanation, that it is really a message of comfort, but it does not satisfy me.' He said, 'What the companions have said is quite right, as far as it goes, but there is more to be said. Alas for the generation when the shepherds are gone, and the sheep stray without knowing whither they are going. Truly this verse requires understanding, but it is all plain to those who can interpret the Torah fittingly. See now, in all the other exiles of Israel, a term was set, at the end of which Israel returned to God, and the Virgin of Israel came back to her place. But this last exile is not so, for she shall not return as on previous occasions, as is proved by this verse which says, 'The Virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall rise no more.' Note that it is not written, 'I shall not raise her any more.' Imagine a king who was wroth with his queen and banished her from his palace for a certain time. When that time arrived, she at once returned to the king. So it happened several times. Finally, however, she was banished from the king's palace for a very long time. Said the king, 'This time is not like the other times when she came back to me. This time I shall go with all my followers to find her.' When he came to her, he found her in the dust. Seeing her thus humiliated and yearning once more for her, the king took her by the hand, raised her up, and brought her to his palace, and swore to her that he would never part from her again. So the community of Israel, on all previous occasions in which she was in exile, when the appointed time came, used to return of herself to the king. But in this exile, the Holy One, blessed be he, will himself take her by the hand and raise her and comfort her and restore her to his palace. So it is written, in that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen. The tabernacle of David being identical with the Virgin of Israel. Said Rabbi Judah, truly thou hast comforted and satisfied me, and this is the truth of the matter, and it reminds me of something similar which I had forgotten, of a saying of Rabbi Yossi, that the Holy One, blessed be he, will one day make proclamation concerning the community of Israel, saying, shake thyself from the dust, arise, sit thee down, Jerusalem. That's quoting Isaiah 52:2. Like a man taking his neighbor by the hand and saying, pull yourself together, rise. Said Rabbi Aha to him, all the prophets use similar language. Thus it is written, arise, shine forth, for thy light is come. That's Isaiah 61, meaning that the king is here to be reconciled with her. And again, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, Zechariah 9:9. He shall come to thee, to comfort thee, to raise thee, to repay thee all, to take thee into his palace, and to espouse thee forevermore, as it is written, and I shall betroth thee forever, citing Hosea 2:19. That's Zohar, section 3, pages 6a and b. Baruch Hashem. And now we'll have a short musical interlude. Berkat Havdalah.
Hello.
we, the community of Israel, who have experienced exile and redemption three times before, are now in our fourth exile, the exile that has no fixed term. We are strangers, sojourning in strange lands, subject to the laws of those who have rejected the Torah. We are a tiny seed that lies trampled in the dust, waiting for the spring rain. We are the fallen bride, and the Blessed Holy One is our Dodi, our beloved. But we are given rest from our exile on the seventh night and day of each week, the Shabbos. On Erev Shabbat, we receive an additional pure soul, and we welcome the coming of the Shekinah, God's divine presence, who has been wandering the world with us in exile these past 6 days. And her glory fills our soul as a wine fills a glass. And we take her into our hearts, into the innermost chamber, the holy wedding canopy, and we present her to her groom, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. And they are joined in divine marriage and union. We present to them our gifts, the souls of those who have been rescued by the Shekinah from their imprisonment in the Klepet, the evil shells or husks of the abyss. These are our gifts in partnership with the Shekinah, who can only rescue souls according to our Ma'asim Tovim, the good deeds, the good works that we have performed during these past 6 days. For the upper world is limited in what it can do according to our works here in the lower world. And these souls, which have been rescued through the joint work of us and the Shekinah, shall be the offspring of the union of the holy bride and groom. And the heavenly choirs burst out in song, in great sound, with great sound and rejoicing, and all evil retreats from the world during this day at this time. And we rejoice in knowing that someday the bride of Israel will no longer have to go back down into the dust. For as the prophet Hosea says, "Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He shall come to thee to comfort thee, to raise thee, to repay thee all, to take thee into his palace, and to espouse thee forevermore, as it is written, and I shall betroth thee forever." Amen, v'amen. Now we'll have a short musical interlude from which we will go to the Kiddush for Erev Shabbat. This song is Veishamru.
Ta-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-a-
Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer now. We praise you and we thank you for granting us this day of Shabbos rest. We pray, Lord, that you will let fall upon us the canopy of your overwhelming peace, that you will allow that peace to fall upon us and infuse our hearts and our bodies and our beings, our minds, with peace and rest, so that we may be filled with your love, your mercy, and the joy of being your children. In your holy name we ask these things for your glory forever and ever. Ahea Asher Ahea Amen V'Amen. And now we shall recite the Kiddush for Erev Shabbat. I'll recite it first in Hebrew, each section, and then translate it into the English. Vayhi Erev Vayhi Boker Yom HaShishi Vaykulu HaShemayim Vayharetz Vekol Tzva'am Vaykol Elohim Bayom HaShavei Malakto Asher Asa Vayishbat Bayom HaShavei Mikol malakto asher asa. Vayverek Elohim et yom hashavei. Vaykadesh oto kivo shavat mikol malakto asher bara Elohim lasot. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Savri maranan ve rabanan ve rabatai, barukatai ranai alahenu melaka alam, borye pari hagafen. By your leave, distinguished gentlemen, masters, and teachers, blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. And we respond together, Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kiddushanu, be'mitzvotai ve'ratzavanu, ve'shabbat kodshu be'ahava, uv'ratzon hinkalanu zikaron le'ma'aseh ve'reshit, ki hu yom tekala, Lemekra'i Kodesh Zekar Letziat Mitzrayim Kivanu Vaharta Veotano Kedashta Mikol Ha'amim Veshabat Kodeshaka Be'ahava Uvratzon Hinkeltanu Barukata Adonai Mekadash HaShabbat. And we respond together, Amen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, and was pleased with us, and his holy Sabbath, in love and in favor he gave us, a heritage, a memorial of the work of creation. For it is the day beginning for holy convocations, a memorial of the Exodus from Egypt. For you chose us and sanctified us from all the nations, and your holy Sabbath, with love and favor, you gave us a heritage. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. And after this blessing is recited, it is customary to give each person present some wine from the Kiddush cup. And so if you have some wine or some other beverage, will do. It's the ritual and ceremony of it that matters. Then pour some out for each person present. Then we raise our glasses together, clink them, and make this toast. L'chaim, to life. Baruch Hashem. And now for the breaking of the bread together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringeth forth the bread from the earth. And we all main, and we break off a piece of the bread, which hopefully is challah bread. It doesn't have to be. and we will have a short piece of music, 3 minutes, 33 seconds, Yedid Nefesh, before I return. We can enjoy our wine and bread during this time.
Yedid nefesh av rachaman meshachav decha el retzon echa meshachav decha la 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 el retzon echa ya
the main portion of tonight's worship service. I will make a few short announcements and then open it up for chatting and discussion, questions and comments by text while we play some music in the background. The announcements are that our next, we're only doing these Erev Shabbos worship services on the first and third Fridays of each month. And as it turns out, in this month of February, the way the calendar works around, it may be the shortest month of the year, but it has 5 Fridays in it. So our next Shabbos service will be on the 29th of February. On the 29th of February. So it's basically, it's every other Friday, and it's, of course, at the same time and in the same room. And also a short announcement. For those of you who may have been looking for the class that I normally hold on Mondays and Wednesdays in Kabbalah, in Neil Sabatian Kabbalah, if you were there this last week, last Monday and the immediate past Monday and Wednesday, you know that I was not there, and that was because I was very under the weather, very ill with an upper respiratory infection that has been sweeping through the Puget Sound area. And it got me, and I was basically out of it for almost 7 days. I spent most of that time in bed. And I'm happy to report, thanks be to God, that I am 90% recovered. And well on my way to being 100%. So that's why there have been no teachings this last week. But I expect, God willing, to resume the teaching. And we're in a very exciting area right now. Resume the teaching beginning this Monday and Wednesday. All right, then, that does it for the announcements, and I will put on some music here, and then we'll open it up for discussion. And the only things about the discussions is we want to keep it nice. It's the Sabbath, and so that means that this is not a place in which anyone expects anyone else to justify their beliefs. We do not expect anyone here to justify their beliefs, and we do not contrast our beliefs with anyone else's beliefs. All paths, if sincerely followed, lead to God. But remember, a path is just a path. It is not God. All right, I'll put on some music here and then be right with you. Thank you.